this week. We're going to sit down here with linebacker Paul Posluszny, and nice nose.
Yeah, I took a nice cut to the nose. My teammates were quick to tell me I wasn't the best-looking guy to begin with, and now it only makes matters worse. So they got a good laugh.
If you play linebacker, which I don't know if you knew this, I was a Mike linebacker in high school and a Mike linebacker in college. If you play linebacker and you don't have a bump on your nose right here, you haven't played the game.
That means you're not playing physical enough, so it's kind of a little badge of honor.
Want to talk a little bit about film study, because during the course of the week, you guys have defensive team meetings, team meetings as a whole, and then individual meetings. Approximately how many minutes of film study occurs in that meetings throughout the course of the week?
I mean, when we're in those meetings, especially, you know, as a defensive group and then even broken down more into just the linebackers, the majority of the time we have film on. You know, we might be talking through some things as well and going over different calls, but we always have film on, and we're always trying to study the opponent as much as we can. So if we have an hour meeting, a 60-minute meeting, I mean, we have film on 50 minutes of the time for sure.
So ballpark, give me an idea. You know, Monday you obviously review the film from the previous week, and then Wednesday in preparation for the upcoming opponent, Thursday, Friday, et cetera, and then even some on Saturday. How many hours ballpark? Just in meetings.
I mean, just in meetings. If our meetings are, you know, if we have 4 or 5 hours worth of meetings, then it's got to be, you know, just about 4 hours or a little bit more of film. You know, film is so important for us to get a great understanding of the opponent, their tendencies, what different guys will do on the field. That's why we have to spend so much time looking at it.
And I learned this at a relatively early age. I've had the good fortune of playing with Ronnie Lott, who is one of the greatest players in NFL history. You learn a lot in those meeting rooms, you know, when you're meeting as a group, watching film. But I think you learn more when you watch film by yourself. And so how much time do you spend watching film by yourself, looking at individuals that you're going to face?
I love doing that. Just like you said, I think that's when you can really get a jump on things. You know, a lot of guys will come in on Tuesday and kind of do things on our own, away from, you know, the regular meeting schedule to take a look at things. Because then you can really, you know, put yourself in the film, study it, know exactly what you need to do, and really get a great understanding of the opponent.
And, you know, I watched a lot of film in the pros as a defensive lineman, and that's a lot of one-on-one. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at stances and obviously the tendencies you're getting in the meetings. But as a linebacker, there's so much to watch on film. Who do you focus in on?
The primary guy that I always want to see first are the running backs, you know, the primary back that we're going to face. Because, you know, so much is based on them. He's a lot of our matchups and man-to-man coverage, and obviously we want to hit him as much as possible in the running game. And then I'll also look at the offensive lineman that I deal with the most. That would be the center and the two guards. Because being a Mike linebacker, that's who I'm hitting the most, so I feel like I can get the most tendencies and keys from the way they do things, their stance, whether they have a hand on the ground or hand up, things like that. The guys that I deal with the most contact-wise, that's who I watch the most.
And if you put the film study in, and this really has been proven to be true, and a lot of people don't understand this, if you go into a game and you've studied that film, it makes the game so much easier because you can anticipate. You know, you're looking at the formation, and then you're looking at individual stances, alignments. It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It makes a huge difference. It allows you to play so much faster because you can have an idea of what's coming at you, of how you're going to be attacked, and then you can just go out, read and react, and play fast.
All right, well, let's take some time here and look at some film from this past week's game against the Houston Texans. All right, here's obviously a great back and Arian Foster. What are you seeing here on your read?
You know, right now, based on the formation, we have the fullback is offset away from the tight end. So the linebackers are cheated a little bit to his side because we think it's going to be run that way. And we see, you know, Foster take his own footwork. And I'm just trying to match his feet. You know, if he stays on the front side, I need to stay with him. If he tries to cut back like he does right here, I need to cut back as well.
And he's a scary back because he could go anywhere. I mean, he's that type of back.
He has the ability to put his foot in the ground and take the ball, you know, in any gap on the field. That's why he's so good and so special.
And here, man-to-man.
Yeah, we are just in straight man-to-man coverage here. I'm playing with outside leverage, and I just need to keep my eyes on Foster because he is mine all the way. I mean, we have safety help, but the safeties are far downfield. So anything in the middle of the field here, it's just me and Foster one-on-one. So I need to be able to, you know, match his footwork and stay with him.
And one of the best receiving running backs in the league by far. This play here, a little draw play, and this is, I believe, the caused fumble. And this is a perfect example. He could end up anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you see, he doesn't keep the ball front side. He has pullers coming to our right, but he decides to cut back, you know, and then here we go. Play breaks down a little bit. We're running around, and really, I'm just trying to get him down to the ground. You know, he keeps the ball out a little bit away from his body, and so as I wrap up, the ball comes out, you know, but right now, we're doing everything we can to get him on the ground.
A nice job there of matching his feet step for step, and part of that is staying square for a linebacker.
I mean, I try to do that as linebackers. We want to stay square to the line of scrimmage as much as we can so we can change direction easily and match the tailback.
Now here's Arian Foster in the deep spot. This is the third one. This is a great hit.
I mean, we're in a short yarded situation here, so we know that all the gaps inside are canceled. You can see our D linemen taking care of the A and B gaps. And I know, you know, I'm matching Foster. And I know if he can go anywhere, he's going to go wide. So I just try to match him, to stay on the angle that he's on, and then hit him as square as I can, try to drive him back.
And a lot of people would look at this and say, okay, what is Dewan Landry doing? Because he's running away from Arian Foster. He's in man coverage. He's got to stay to his responsibility, and that's covering the tight end. Just a little add on there.
Absolutely. He's doing exactly what he needs to do on his play. He's doing his job.
And your coverage is Arian Foster.
It's Arian Foster. I mean, it's man-to-man coverage, so he's got to go with his guy, and I got to go with mine.
All right, this was certainly a big play in the ball game, and boy, this is great awareness by you, right?
I mean, I wish I could tell you I did something special here. I mean, we were playing one of our base defenses, bread and butter. We're playing cover two. I'm just dropping, and I have the middle of the field. And Matt Schaub kind of gives, you know, overthrows the tight end, kind of gives me a gift. And I just come up with an interception. You know, that's just a base coverage for us, zone coverage. So it's drop and break on the quarterback's throw, and Schaub just kind of gives me one there.
And you did the smart thing there. You passed the ball off and became a blocker.
I said, give it to the better athlete and let me block somebody for it.